back, my friends. Welcome to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We're starting off a fresh week here in year number 9 of the Obama administration. The Patriot persecution continues, and of course, Tom LaCavara and Ryan Bundy have made it to a half. They made it halfway home to a halfway house because the witch's court just can't let go. We're going to have Gary. We're going to have Chris. We're going to have updates from John Lamb pre-recorded because he's busy right now, but he's got some stuff that we're going to play and on recent updates from today in court. We're trying to get Lori, but she's battling some witches and Nazis in her neck of the woods, and so pray for Lori. I'll let her tell the story when she wants to. She's okay. She's not under immediate direct attack, but she's just trying to keep everything together. So she takes care of a lot of children, and the children's relatives are getting involved, and and they're all just, it's a long story. But I'll let Lori get into that whenever she feels like doing it. So thanks for joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Eric the Freedom Screamer. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Don't forget to support the network. I wanted to see if I could read this, if this comes up or not, or if I get a white screen. Let me try this right here. Okay, oh yeah, I got it, okay. I don't know if anybody's seen this or not. This is just a little bit of, since all the other broadcast outlets are doing National Enquirer news type stuff, I thought I'd pick this one up here. This is kind of freaky. This is Prince Harry over in England is doing some very strange and very interesting, and you can look at this, you can see the pictures yourself. He's doing the typical classic Masonic Illuminati hand sign, the hand signal. And this one in particular is where he puts the middle of his four fingers, not including the thumb. He takes the two middle fingers, the third finger, the ring finger, and the middle finger, and stuffs them into the jacket. So it's just the four finger and the pinky finger coming out like the horns, and this is a specific thing. And they talk about it. Wait till you hear the justice. One of the justifications for this, if it wasn't so sick, it'd be funny. But I got to laugh because people that I think, the ones that don't question this are and don't realize the level of evil at the top of the pyramid. And Prince Harry is pretty close to the top. He's the royal family of England, his London banking establishment. I'm not saying he's the final shot caller by any means, but that's what he's being groomed for, or at least a super extremely high-level executioner, part of the Zionist banking establishment, lower level right now, moving his way up in the food chain, climbing up to that pyramid so he can get to be the all-seeing eye, I guess. So he's doing the horn thing, and you can go on the internet. Just type in Prince Harry hand signs, and you'll see it. And it's disturbing because this guy is, majorly powerful. He's going to be pulling a lot of purse strings and making a lot of decisions that affect our lives. This is where the power comes from, him and the Vatican. And it doesn't come from Schumer and Hillary. Those are low-level executioners. Those people are distractions for the real shot callers. The people who run the world, you're not going to see on TV or in the media, and the people you see in the media do not run the world. So let's just face that. That's just reality. So anyway, as a member of the royal family, if it bears mentioning that he's doing a satanic hand sign in public with Mrs. Donald Trump, what's her name, Melania, when they were together. Picture, I'll read, okay, and y'all just let y'all just go online and check it out. We're going to get past this in a second, but I thought it was worth looking at. The first lady posed for a series of photos, and you'll see him doing the hand signal. Listen to what a body language expert Patty Wood told the Huffington Post. Listen to this: this is called the horn or the devil's horn. That's the devil's horn. And what people are saying in the media about it is not correct. This is not a sign that he is the devil, but it's a sign that he's warning off evil spirits, and it's a protective gesture against evil, etc. So he's using evil to protect against evil. It's absurd, and if she really believes that, I feel really sorry for that woman, and it's almost funny if it wasn't so pathetic. This is called the devil's horn. So it's okay that it's the devil's horn that he's doing. She's saying that's all right. She doesn't dispute that what this is. And this is the Huffington Post, which is that it works for the enemy, and it's a bunch of this is towing the party line. So if they're, like, admitting that this is a devil's hand sign, oh, but he's using it for good purposes. Yeah, the Nazi experiments in World War II was all for the better medical good and all this other garbage, communistic crap that ends up putting us in right back into the Admiralty Law Witches Court and the subsequent witches' private prison, which is owned by the witches' pension. So who do you think they're going to do? They're going to pack their private prison so their pension can expand dramatically. So anyway, I thought that was pretty grotesque. That here's Mr. Donald Trump posing with the guy. I'm looking at it right now. He's a little punk, and he's doing that satanic hand sign. It's clear what he's doing. So I'll let you people, it just gives more credibility to the fact that these people are happily announcing that they're evil. I'm not making it up or some kind of conspiracy theorizing. They're doing it in public and saying this is the devil's horn. But of course, since it's Prince Harry, he's using it for all good purposes. Thank you very much. So with that, we're going to see if we have lawyer John Lamb. Mike, you just kick them in at any time. Otherwise, we're going to welcome Gary. Gary, are you with us, or do we just have Chris? Gary? Hello, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Hey, hi, Gary, everyone. Appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thank you. It was really, really a nice forte you had going there, and I appreciate that. I know you work hard to keep things going, and you have a special calling, my friend, so keep it up. That's a real sign of some leadership and some thought power goes into it. Oh, I appreciate that, and it's really great. But I didn't hear from Chris yet, and he's probably coming on. And it's a new world out here every day, isn't it?
I'm yielding to the senior gentleman.
There he is. How you doing, Chris?
How you doing?
Very
Chris?
Well. For asking.
Go ahead. I yield to you.
Well, Chris, where do you think the modern tyranny finally kicked in? At what point in history can you really point to? Was it the Council of Trent, or was it the Civil War, or was it the Federal Reserve Act? And I know it was a progression of all of them in sequence, but doesn't it seem mighty suspicious that these things all happen over hundreds of years, but in a very similar fashion with a similar MO and with a similar motive, similar outcome, similar execution? Similar players doing similar hand signs with their freaky hand signs with their hands and fingers. What a bunch of weirdos. It's unbelievable. Well, have you seen the pictures of that?
I haven't seen the pictures, but I do have a perception on two different places it could likely have started. I think truly it most likely started at Babel and the Tower of Babel by Nimrod and Shamiranus, Moloch and Baal. Although I think it had a second coming, if you will, at the Second Temple of Sol-Amon, when the Knights Temple Archons did their excavations under the Expeditionary Force under the guise of being protecting the Silk Road while they were digging underneath the stables and located the library of Sumer and Babel, and perhaps that had been hidden there for many, many years, maybe saved from the lighthouse at Alexandria fire. And this was the plan for the Masonic order, the Sounds of Silence, if it were, also known as Masons, whichever you prefer. And I think that's basically where this has come down from, that the Whore of Babylon is the corporation.
You think a lot of those manuscripts and ancient texts were preserved and then still exist? And lasted through the fire in Alexandria and all that.
I expect that there are numerous of them secreted away in the catacombs of the Vatican, as we call it today.
Right.
The Vatican would be the kind of life.
Go figure, huh? That's where we suspected everything is sitting. Of course, they don't just take people down there for a tour. So it's things, how do you get access to these ancient documents? This is why The Masons always brag that we got the knowledge. I've had one say it right to my face. We got the knowledge. We got the knowledge. We got the knowledge. And I'm like, yeah, I understand. It's the knowledge of twisting the written word and then grabbing up whatever ancient written word grabbing up as much of the ancient history, ancient word, written word, and ancient technology as they can and then sitting on it and then, you know, using that to their advantage. And if that's in the hands of ruthless people, then it doesn't matter if a group of people, let's go back to the Zionist Jesuit thing, it doesn't matter how much money you have if somebody competing with you, even if they have far less resources, is more ruthless and willing to commit murder to gain their evil agenda, which there are people like that out there, then the murderer is going to unfortunately... Very unfortunate. I mean, I hate to have to say this, but you know, in the short run, the murderer is going to win. The murderer is going to commit crimes that a more person with morals will not commit. And so in many ways, the executioner is far more powerful than the financier and the banker and then the quote, you know, the so you know. Do you see what I'm getting at, Chris? The lower level henchmen can often overthrow. How about this one? There was over the weekend. I was going to mention this on Friday, but I hadn't really looked into it. It really happened. There was a helicopter crash over the Rothschild estate in England.
Yes,
and four people were killed: two in the helicopter that were out of the Rothschild estate, two in a training. I'm just giving Eric the Freedom Screamers cap synopsis of what I gathered from some other news wires. But there was a training. Airport nearby, and apparently this was a training. This is just what they're saying. I'm not saying this any of this is true. This is what this is what's being pushed to put out there, and so then we have to decode everything. But this is what's out there: is that it was a training flight out of this airport with two people in it, names not being released, and then two people in the helicopter, super high speed, you know. Little, you know, smaller bounce around from one castle to the other and one estate to the other type of, you know, helicopter, like, you know, that obviously belonged to the Rothschild estate, and they were saying it did. And then, of course, the speculation is Mr. Big himself, what is his name? He's got, his name is Jacob and Nathan. He's got both in his name. It's Jacob, Nathan, something Rothschild, whatever. But he's the final guy who really... It's Jake. I think his first name is Jacob. It's Jacob. He's the old guy. He's the old guy with the, you know, the decrepit old guy that can barely tie his own shoes that happened to walk into a family fortune of ruthless people who were willing to kill to get where they got and willing to overthrow governments, lie in the newspaper, sway stock markets, pump and dump, short sell, and then come in and buy up corporations for pennies on the dollar. Finance different political movements, whether it's Hitler or Mao or Bush or Trump or Obama, Clinton, it doesn't matter. These are the players behind it. Until you see someone really talking the talk, you'll know it when you hear it. And Trump's not talking any talk. This is just throwing a few crumbs and a few bones and a few sections of a wall and, you know, shutting down a few trade deals to keep the Patriots happy, give himself some mojo, some credibility. But I mean, really, all the three-letter agencies are still in existence. The Federal Reserve is still, the private bankers are still printing our currency. We're still going off to war, more bases, more. We're about to go to war with Iran, which will be about World War III right there. It's not looking good. It's looking like the industrial complex is winning, no matter who's in political power. But so I didn't want to get too far off track there. But Chris, any comments on that?
Well, yeah, in fact, I was thinking when you're talking about these mass murderers that have no scruples, morals, or ethics, I thought you were talking about Hitler again. It wouldn't surprise me if you were.
And I was really thinking about the Jesuit. You know, back to the who's in charge, the giant, the Vatican, or the Jesuit, or the Rothschilds, or who is none of them, and they're fighting with each other and trying to get control. I would argue that the Vatican has the most actual hands-on power. That's where you see it, right down through the Vicar General's office in your neck of the woods. Everybody listening, there's a Vicar General watching over you at the behest of the Archbishop. and the Archbishop is the one that basically owns and controls everything, the Cestius Trust, all the bar, just about everything, media, everybody answers to the Archbishop. Everybody, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, were there at the same time, in the same place, kissing the ring of the Archbishop and the Cardinal at the Catholic Charities dinner, where everybody who's anybody has to show up and, quote-unquote, pay the vic.
I would sort of take into consideration and observe that Arch is likely an abbreviation for the Archon's bishop. And so when you look at these things, they're so obvious, if you've got eyes to see, ears to hear, and the spirit of discernment, that it's pretty easy to read those things into it if you look with open eyes. But I think Hillary is more likely the executress rather than the executor. And she is truly one that calls the shots. But your observations about the Jesuit, the Opus Dei of the Catholic occult church, the Roman Catholic occult, is probably right up there with Mossad, if I had to make my assessment.
Yeah. Well, I think the Mossad is well fully handled by MI6, and so is the CIA. I think London and England is pretty much, and Rome, the Jesuits, of course, but the Jesuits come in without the robes, without the uniform. They come in all different forms. I'll go back to what I heard. This is them saying it. You know, I like to refer to them. Here they are in their own words, okay? And once again, Bill Bennett, the drug czar, the head of the Department of Education under Reagan, major globalist player, supposed conservative, good Republican, you know, Mr. Drug Warrior, Mr. Communist under Reagan.
I'm glad you mentioned Reagan.
On his radio program, admitting he's a Jesuit with Peter King, the congressman. Oh, we got music. So, yeah, okay, right. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight. We got some updates from John Lamb on the Bundy trials. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this short break.
It's nature's way telling you, dying.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. like a cornered animal. The left, with veracity, is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of $30, $40, $50, or $100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Feeling I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your
Freedom. Welcome back, my friends. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Probably going to have Lori on tomorrow night. We're going to have some clips from John Lamb tonight, updates on the Bundy trial, just after the bottom of the half-hour break, which is coming up in a few minutes. But Chris had a Reagan comment. Is that what you said, Chris? Oh, let's hear a comment on Reagan. Now, first, I'll tell you my take on Reagan. Reagan sounded good. He talked the talk. And he walked us right into global communism. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I agree. He was not what he acted and gave the appearance of being to most of us. He was behind the scenes a much deeper, darker figurehead in the office. However, he did make some pretty astute comments, and particularly one I recall was kind of like these demoniacs you were speaking of with their reprobate minds. He said that the Democrats, you know, it's not that they're not smart. They're very smart people. It's just that everything they know is wrong.
Well, that's true. But here's the only, and then, the, okay, and he's right. But the implication is that the supposed opposition, the big R, the Republican is there. That's going to be somehow the counterbalance to that. And that's going to be the solution. And, oh, yeah, we know there's some bad Republicans, but it's absurd. They're not political parties anymore. They're corporations. They're completely run and owned by their corporate handlers. I've heard other talk show hosts keep saying, well, the Democrat Party and the establishment Republicans, but there's still some, like, good faction of the Republican Party that's going to come through and save the day. Sure, no way. It's ridiculous. It's not going to happen. This is why if anybody has any affiliation with either political party, they got to be disqualified and not be worthy of anybody's vote.
It's a George Soros operation, Eric. It's the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution, thesis, synthesis, antithesis. Two different wings of the same dirty bird posing as opposed force, giving you the illusion that there's a separation between the two when they're all focused on global communism.
Exactly, and I'm really glad you brought that up, and in the words that you just brought it up in, because there's an interesting little, oh gosh, it's about 15 minutes, it's not hugely long, and it's a nice...
I didn't know this.
Hold on, you may be remember, it's a little brief documentary with Bob Bowman, and I really liked, I saw him speak in person once, he was really cool. And some other people. It's just short and sweet. It kind of just a really succinct, good illustration. God, I highly recommend people, you know, record this and hand it to neocons and people who still think that one of the political establishments is going to, you know, be save us from the other one, or in some way help, you know, help things in any way. It's just absurd. And it's really good. It's right to the point. It's an easy listen for people who are not necessarily, you know, kind of a little more advanced in the freedom thing with the common law and the thing, the cases that we get into. You know, if it's a little more, it's a good way to break the ice with people who aren't, you know, awake yet. All right, and it's a good way to kind of get the gears turning. And I'll give Mike the name of this video over the over the break here at the bottom of the hour. And then we got two video clips we're going to play from John Lamb. One's about 6 minutes, one's about 20-something. So they'll chew up a half hour with the whole thing. It's going to take almost an hour, so I'll work it in, and we'll do the best we can tonight. So thanks for joining us. We got about maybe 30 seconds till this break here coming up. So support the network. If you like what you hear, support the network. You're not going to hear anybody else talk with enough balls to talk about the Vickers and how they exercise extreme, and I've seen it happen, extreme power over your local courts. I watch the courts just literally funnel everything to entities and agencies run by the vicar up here in New York. And New York is the template and for the tyranny nationwide. And I do apologize to people for that, but it's not my fault. I'm doing everything I can to do something about it. It's these damn New Yorkers that aren't in the freedom movement, and that either think that socialism or communism is somehow good, or that the Republican establishment is going to be a counterbalance to that. They're just going to get more of the same. I'll refer to Sheriff Moss, who is the vice governor candidate, the assistant lieutenant governor on the Republican ticket. He said there's 750,000 regulations on small business in New York. Let's just enforce the ones we have but not pass any more. Half of his statement is right. Let's not pass any more. But how about repealing the ones that are killing business and not enforcing the ones we have? No compliance, no enforcement. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We appreciate you being with us here on the RBN Network. I am Eric Freedom Screamer. We got Gary and Chris, and we're going to get right to our caller because he's been holding for a few minutes, and then we're going to play some updates from the Bundy trial and comment on that. Gary and Chris can chime in at any time they want to. Dave in Massachusetts.
Oh, hi, Chris, and hi, Eric, and hello, Chris, and
hey, Dave.
Hello to the other gentlemen. Hey, I usually don't call in this soon on a show, Eric, but my ears really perked up when you were talking about President Trump and those Illuminati Freemasonic hand signals. But the one he's always given is the 666. Signal where, you know, you put the forefinger to the thumb and then your middle finger
all
one
the
six,
time he does it so many times, it's to the point of complete, it's bizarre. There's no coincidence he does that. I know you're exactly right, he's doing the touches and people, if you touch your thumb to your forefinger like you're making the AOK sign, like a zero with your thumb and you put your three, but this is a Masonic sign for him.
Now, listen, it gets better, though. It gets better because, I want to mention something, about Tex Mars and Codex Magica and all that, his book Codex Magica and everything.
Yeah, Tex Mars recently passed away. That was a shame. He did great research. So, yeah, go ahead and make any comments you want about that.
I knew he had a couple of heart attacks, but did he pass away? I don't think he passed away.
Yes, he passed away recently.
Recently,
within the last couple. Yeah, just within the last couple of months. You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah,
I think he's still alive, Eric, because I talked to the minister today.
I hope you're right and I'm wrong, but it wasn't just a rumor. It seemed to be confirmed.
No, I'm very close. I'm very close to that ministry. I was just talking to Michelle today, but he had two heart attacks, and with one of them, he had a real close brush with death. But he's still alive, you know. Thank God. But anyways, getting back to on this call, Eric, in the Bible, and I know Chris is very well versed in the Bible, and you are too. But Chris is very well versed in it. Thank God we have a few people that aren't biblical illiterates. But anyways, there's a cognitive dissonance in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, where this Antichrist is characterized as by means of peace. He shall destroy and deceive. He'll destroy by means of peace. But then the cognitive dissonance is he'll only honor the God of forces. Well, a couple of months ago, when Trump was bluffing and blustering all about North Korea and everything, my jaw almost dropped. I'm quoting President Trump. He says, we're going to have a lot of force. And we're going to have a lot of peace. Lots of force and lots of peace. He said, my jaw dropped. And I'm not suggesting that Trump is the Antichrist, but that was definitely the spirit of the Antichrist speaking through his mouth. And
let me get Gary first and then Chris to comment on the relationship between the bluster and the war and the rumors of war coming out of the lips of this administration and the comparison with the book of Daniel and other books in the scripture. Gary first, and then Chris.
Yeah, hi. It was very interesting. This afternoon I done a little study. I think there's 443 verses in the King James Version about peace. And some of the verses say peace, peace, but there'll be no peace. And it's a very interesting dialogue if you could put all these verses together on one program. I'd like to go back a little bit when you were suggesting that there was a big problem back in the beginning. I called in the beginning, and I have several overheads on it, but one of them points to the fact that when the father Yodivai, he asked Eve what she did. She said, "Well, Lucifer beguiled me, sexually seduced me, and I did agree. So what we have now from that relationship, we have right up to this very day, even though they're all the great name changers, we have this race of people, the sons and daughters, that come from Cain and Eve. But from Lucifer and Eve. And of course, the first one was Cain, okay, and they were called Cainites back in that day. We brought this up many times, so they disguise their names all the time. But they are the Cainites, which they now changed in the King James and in the Book of Kings, that they're now called Jews, and they're called Sephardicans.
And that is one of the main things that the Masons are always doing is changing their names. It's constant name change names. Everybody's they're always changing their names. I mean, the classic was, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And so now we call them everything but what they really are. I don't care what part of the organization they belong to. They're all Cainites. And then you have this scenario, which we've repeated over and over, and I think it's worthwhile to repeat tonight, is when our father was walking the face of this earth and he combined these Cainites, which he called them Jews. He said, you traverse the world to find yourself one proselyte. And when you find that proselyte, you make him twice the child of hell as you are. A proselyte is just an Israelite who sells birthright, just like Esau did. Okay, Esau was just as pure in birth as Jacob was, but Esau went off and he sold his birthright to marry all the women that were out there, okay, and producing what they call the Edomites. So I think it's worthy to go back in history that far. That was a big turning point on the face of this earth, okay? How many other races of people were on the face of the earth, I don't know, but I do know that in Scripture it says that that Cain went off to the land of Nod and he found himself a wife. And that's where the first relationship come, and she was a Cajun, K-A-J-I-N, and therefore they called the offspring Cainites.
Yep. Hey, Eric, can I respond to something that, that Chris said?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, another big phony, of course, is, everything that's hidden will be revealed, but, you know, Alex Jones is a fast talker, boy. Boy, is he a fast talker. He's got a lot of people fooled, but, you know, he showed his true colors to me. He's selling this paleo formula, and he's talking about his caveman ancestors back in the caveman days. And now, listen to this now, and, now, he claims to be a Christian, and yet a Christian like me or a Christian like you and Chris knows that we were never cavemen. Adamic man was never cavemen. We were created, Adam was created to tend the garden and Eve, to keep the garden tended. And then when he was expelled from the garden, it says he was expelled to till the earth by the sweat of his brow. The Adamic race has always been farmers and husbandmen. We, you know, farm animals and farmers. We have never been cavemen. And I think Alex Jones is really showing his true colors when he's pushing this crap that he evolved from the cavemen. He's talking about his cavemen ancestors and everything. And it's called paleo formula or something, and it's supposed to make you strong like a caveman.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a kind of interesting point. Were we ever in caves? I mean, they found a lot of hieroglyphs and that type of what do they call it? What do they call it when they write on the when they do the etching on the cave walls? And they, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean they lived in there, but they could have, you know. But yeah. That's a good point. That's interesting. It's an interesting interesting topic to discuss. You know, were we ever in caves at any point, or were we sitting over in the garden?
I think Chris might know more about this, Eric, perhaps something that you haven't studied so much, but there was pre-Adamic men. When God created Adam, the Adamic race, he planted a special garden that the earth was already populated with all these pre-Adamic men and these different races and everything. This nonsense that we all the different races and the Pygmies and the Watusis and all this stuff, we descended from just Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth is ridiculous, but God planted a special garden, and he put the man whom he had created, a damn man, in the garden. But all these cavemen and Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthal man, and I think, has Chris studied a lot of this stuff? Does Chris know what I'm talking about?
I have a clue, and of course, Billy Hicks, as you observe, a.k.a. Alex Jones, is pretty nefarious and notorious. He's a, you know, in-your-face sort of guy, trying to be a Howard Stern and a Rush Limbaugh kind of rolled into one sort of guy, and a shock jock of sorts, although he does have some excellent journalistic investigative reporters. I have to give him credence in that respect, but there is a certain amount of psyops operation there. In fact, your comment about Trump being the man of peace and the man of force brings to mind James 1:8, a double-minded man is of unsound mind and uncertain all his ways, certainly seems to fit Mr. Trump, who has his opulent Trump power suite there that he stayed in for a while, appointed with all sorts of sun god Ka and other Egyptian cult objects.
Eric, one thing I'll say to Chris now, if you profess to believe the Bible, the genealogy is right in there. And like it's the first chapter of Matthew, from the time of Adam, the whole genealogy is there. We were farmers of the Adamic man, the Adamic race of farmers and husbandmen. We never evolved from caves. The whole, you have to deny the whole genealogy of Christ. The whole genealogy is given if you buy into this evolutionary crap that we just evolved from apes and all this stuff. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Alex Jones, just in that regard, shows that everybody knows about Matthew 1 and the whole genealogy of Jesus and everything. And no true Christian. I'm not, you know, even the ones that don't know about Adamic man and the pre-Adamic races, but no true Christian, as far as I'm concerned, believes in this business that we evolved from apes and we evolved from cavemen. The whole genealogy is given. My name's David, but David's about in the middle of the genealogy and everything. And then, But listen, speaking of the double minor, just quickly, I'm very disturbed. I haven't really talked. I don't really communicate directly with text because I don't have a computer, and I gave up emailing a few years ago. My computer broke, and I usually just talk to the staff there at Power of Prophecy. But he has this new book, Hell's Mirror. And the whole book, I guess, is about double-mindedness. But to me, I just don't get text. He's writing books like Codex Magica. He knows all these Freemasonic Illuminati signals that we've been talking about tonight and everything. And yet Trump can do no wrong. He backs Trump 100%. And, one of his newsletters said that the only reason Trump isn't doing so much more and so many more wonderful things is he's not totally in control and everything. But Tex, he writes a book called Codex Magica, and then he doesn't mention Trump. He's like a poster boy for that Codex Magica book that Tex wrote. It doesn't make sense.
It's the same old argument. Just give him more power. Give Trump more power. He just needs more resources. He just needs to get more done. Every time any politician from either political party tries to get anything done, we suffer. They shouldn't be getting anything done. They should be getting nothing done. They should be collecting cobwebs. They should only be repealing, reversing, retracting, canceling everything they've done for the last 100 years, and we'd be in much better shape. Because it's all just a downward spiral into communism. Dave, thanks for the call, man. Check in with us later this week, would you?
Bless you, Dave. Thanks, man. Yep. So long, Chris. Good night now.
Appreciate it.
Got another call, Chance.
Chance in West Virginia, how are you tonight?
Hello, Eric. Can you hear me?
Sure can. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, I just want to clear up a little confusion that you might have. The Mars who died was Jim Mars. He was an author. The one who died was Jim.
Hold on. Let me just ask this. Isn't Jim Mars's nickname Tex or no?
Oh, no. Yes, they're two different people. They're both from Texas. That's why you might have gotten confused. Jim Mars, the author, passed away. Tex Mars is a pastor and an author, and he recently had two heart attacks, and I think he turned his Power of Prophecy program over to one of his associates.
All right, gotcha now. Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay, yep. Jim Mars is the researcher that I was thinking about. He passed away recently, and I thought he had the nickname Tex. I was mistaken. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and you were referring to caves before. I think the word you were looking for was hieroglyphics or cuneiform writing.
We got a break. Can you hang on right there, Chance? We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. What's the technical term for the writings on the cave wall?
Or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's the Republic Broadcasting Network. American Freedom Streamer. We have John Lamb who has called in. So what we're going to do is we're going to finish up with Chance in West Virginia, and then we're going to get to John Lamb. So this is a blessing. And so, Chance, did you want to finish up on your comments?
Yeah, I think the word you were looking for the cave writing is hieroglyphics, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought hieroglyphics were specific to Egyptian, but I think hieroglyphs are a general term. You could be right. Someone will correct us.
Or could it be, I'm trying to dig deep in my memory, cuneiform writing, maybe? I can't recall.
Cuneiform is a style. I don't think that applies to the writing in the rock on the cave walls, but I think we're close with the hieroglyphs. I think that's a general term. It may be specific to Egyptian, but I can't. That's not my specialty. Mike says petroglyphs. So there's some good hieroglyphs, cuneiform, petroglyphs. Sanskrit. We'll take some other answers on this. We'll see where we can come up with. Somebody will be punching it on their computer. Chance. Go ahead.
I'd like your opinion on an international matter concerning Zimbabwe. Sure. Now I'm wondering why all of a sudden they want Mugabe out. Because after all, he was put in there deliberately, his communist regime, and now they're begging white farmers to come back to Zimbabwe because they're starving.
Yep. I think on the grand scale of things, and then we're going to get to John Lamb. We're seeing a partial disclosure, partial return to freedom, partial a little bit resurrection of the republic, a little teeny. The white hats, the powers that be realize the jig is up. The people are awake. We realize that the New World Order, what it is and what it's doing and how it's coming into play, even down to the local level. And I think they're throwing their old dictators like Gaddafi and Mugabe and some of the old school. I think they're just feeding Hussein, and they're getting fed to the wolves. They're being removed. Whether their deaths are staged and they're being spirited off to Antarctica like Hitler, I don't know, maybe, or they're being really killed. But I think they're being removed in an effort to appease the people whose mass uprising is about to take place, and they're trying to stay ahead of it by saying, well, you know, you don't have Mugabe now, but you got a military junta instead. Which is worse, a communist dictator or a military junta? I don't know, man. It's about equal. We'll see. All right, maybe the military guys are great guys. I don't know, but I mean, I don't have much faith in men, right, or women right now, other than the patriots, the people in our movement, and the listeners to this broadcast. Go ahead. Got 1 minute.
Yeah, I agree with you. When I see things like this happen, it was all part of their plan to put him in to begin with, and now they want him out. And I'm saying this without a revolution coming from the lower levels, you know, the people themselves, I tend to question all this.
Yeah. Well, I think, like I said, the banking establishment is trying to avoid the Vatican Zionist banking establishment. The powers that should not be are trying to, you know, give us, they're going to try to make it look like there's going to be some change, and but still try to maintain that system in its present form, which is why you're rarely going to see true restoration of the republics, except at the local level. Once again, buy local, fix local. But yeah, Zimbabwe is an interesting case. We'll be right back with John Lamb. After this break, it's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.